Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is January 30th, 2022, and this is episode 5 of season 2. And today we'll be reviewing the audible book Manifesting Change, It Couldn't Be Easier by Mike Dooley. This audible book will teach you how to manifest change in your life. Whatever we seek, seeks us. This is an audiobook about metaphysics. The definition of metaphysics is a branch of philosophy that deals with the first principle of things, including abstract concepts such as being, knowing, substance, cause, identity, time, and space. Essentially, it is about the nature of reality and the study of principles from which all other sciences emerge. In other words, every religion ever known to humankind is a form of metaphysics. Further, anyone who ever pondered the meaning of life can be called a metaphysician, at least in their moment of pondering. When we refer to the universe, we are also referring to God. God, the universe, or divine intelligence, is all there is. Everything and every non-thing is God. There is nothing that isn't God. Animate or inanimate, tangible or ethereal, energy or non-energy, thought or a vacuum in this world or dimensions beyond. For something to not be God, where would it come from and what would it be made of? We are the eyes and ears of divine intelligence, which denotes that we are also a source of God.
Chapter 1.
You are an effortless creator. What is the number one thing that keeps people from living their dreams? The answer, not understanding the nature of our reality, who we are, and the actual mechanics that bring about change. We are creators alive in a loving universe, spiritual beings who live in a world of illusions that we have not only created, but still exercise control over. Knowledge exists outside of you. Awareness is God is thought. Thoughts become things.
Chapter 2.
The miracle mechanics of manifestation. The universe takes its cue from our conscious thoughts, words, and actions. A note from the universe. Isn't it grand? Doesn't it boggle your mind? The harmony, the splendor, the beauty, the intricacies, the synchronicities, and the staggering perfection. Do you ever wonder how it all came about? This all came about by imagining the end result. How to turn thoughts into things.
Step 1.
Define what you want in terms of the end result.
Step 2.
It is incumbent upon us to physically move in the general direction of our dreams. By physically moving, you ramp up your belief in the inevitable manifestation of your dream. You will become a receiver.
Step 3.
The universe creates a brand new manifestation and a brand new now. Thought forces circumstance. Create the reality within your mind. Your words are a declaration of your thoughts that reveal what your end results will be.
Chapter 3.
Do try this at home. How to bring about your own miracles.
Step 1.
Possess a clear end result. Begin with the end in mind. You must know where you are going in order to get there. You must always have a reason to get out of bed. The first step in making your dreams come true is to first have them.
Step 2.
Move in the general direction of your dreams. Action is essential in making your dreams come true. Choose your destination and physically move in its direction. Only by putting your car in gear does your navigation system know that you are ready for the journey. And only by taking action does the universe truly see that you are ready for change.
Step 3.
Remember that the miracles of progress are almost always invisible. Keep taking action on the fulfillment of your dreams.
Chapter 4.
Playing the Matrix. Happiness is an inside job. The matrix consists of an entire spectrum of reality containing all possible dreams and or end results. The matrix is essentially a tool that reveals where we should place our focus within the entire spectrum of reality to trigger and bring about certain results or consequences. It helps us choose end results in a way that maximizes our power and ensures success. It reveals what we can and in some cases must delegate to universal principles or life's magic as opposed to seeding it ourselves. It reveals what we can't and can never delegate to the universe. When played properly, the matrix gives us a shortcut to manifesting the most fulfilling and rewarding life possible. Things do not become thoughts, thoughts become things.
Chapter 5.
The power to have it all. Learn not to condition your behavior on the illusions. Instead, condition your behavior on your dream. Keep busy, don't stop. As long as you want change, keep busy and stay active. The more you do, the more opportunities life's magic will have to teach you. Dance with your dreams and not with the illusions that now surround you. Don't sweat the direction you must first move in. Taking action, even in the wrong direction, is better than leaving your car in park. Thinking big but acting small is the same as thinking small. It is not what you do, but how you view what you do.
Chapter 6.
Opening the floodgates. You can only be the next you. Don't forget who you are. Always tune into yourself. We are all born with free will. When you are choosing from the paths ahead that are in line with your own extraordinary uniqueness, all that you are, this is when the floodgates begin to tremble. Suddenly you are working within your own probabilities, and far more simply stated, you are finally just being yourself. When you honor your own extraordinary uniqueness, opportunities suddenly come to you. And for every day, week, month, and year that you stay true to yourself, life gets easier and easier to the point where you experience an immense upward spiral of success that begins gathering its own momentum.
Chapter 7.
Understanding adversity. In spite of our ability to sense life's order and perfection, why does bad stuff happen? Contradictions do not exist. Whenever you think you are facing a contradiction, check your premises. You will find that one of them is wrong. Let this apparent contradiction of bad stuff happening in an otherwise perfect world tip you off that there is a bigger, deeper, greater answer, and that the answer begins with this. When you are far enough from an experience to see it in a larger context, from a whole new paradigm, bad things do not happen in time and space. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this audible book a 4.5 for giving many ways on how to manifest change and how to play the matrix in order to manifest our dreams. To find out more about this audible book, go to www.audible.com and download this audible book, or go to www.tut.com to find out more information about the author. Remember to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you do not miss an episode. And also remember to share this episode via text or email with friends and family and other people that you care about or someone who might need this information. Follow me on Twitter at Kelly Podcast or Instagram at PatrickKelly_podcast. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for self-development, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com. If you'd like to donate $1 or more to the support of this podcast, click the donate button at www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com or go to $PatrickKellyPodcast on Cash App, and I'll be sure to thank you on the next episode. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.